Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. You're welcome in here at 855-839-1210. Well, over the years, even before COVID, but during COVID, attorney Wally Zimmelong was on filing all kinds of things about what was going on under Governor Wolfman Hack. Winners and losers, same businesses, people not able to open, being devastated. And then we've talked with him through election cycles, Springfield over in Montgomery County. He was a person that won that case, the freedom of speech case with the Springfield police. While we yesterday won a big one for all of us in Luzerne County. He heads up a group involving voter election integrity, principally, I think, in Pennsylvania. Wally joins us here on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Well, congratulations, Wally. Tell us, what is it you were suing for in Luzerne County?
Well, as always, Dom, thanks for having me on. This suit, I've been on the show about this suit, but this suit arises out of a complete catastrophe of election administration in Luzerne County that happened during the midterm elections in 2022. You may remember, listeners may remember, in Luzerne County in 2022, about a half hour after the polls opened, there were reports that the many polling locations lacked ballot paper and voters were being told to come back to vote later. And people just could not vote. And we sued Luzerne County on behalf of two voters who were told to come back to the polls on three occasions to vote, only to be told on each occasion there was no paper to vote. So these were two voters, Bill French and Melinda Ann Reese, who were completely and utterly disenfranchised by the county because of the way they misadministered their election in the county. So we sued in federal court in 2023 to vindicate their rights and perhaps as importantly, to bring real fundamental change in the way that the county administered their elections. It was important to our clients, it was important to us that those changes be made, in particular in advance of the hotly contested 2024 presidential election. And I'm pleased to report that last night, after many months of negotiation, the Luzerne County Council, which is the executive body that has to ratify everything there, approved a settlement agreement between our clients and the county, in which the county has agreed to concrete and specific election integrity processes and procedure, including specific training protocols, written policies and procedures, and the employment of experienced election administration officials.
We had somebody the other day to that point call in that last point that you made, claiming that they were dragooned in Bucks County, just people that worked in the offices thrown into this in 2022. They were not experienced at anything. Wally, do you think that goes on across the state very much? Wally? I don't know what happened there. Okay, that's all right. We'll put him on hold. Let's get Wally Zimmelong back. We reached a critical point here. All right, so this is in Luzerne County. And I just wanted you to see that Republicans are on this stuff. But it is a constant battle given Democrats, given the stuff that they've done and been known to do and might continue to do. So I want to find out from him what's next. We also have Linda Kearns. So constantly we see lawsuits being filed, and between now and the week before the election or so, there are going to be hundreds more here in Pennsylvania, underlining the importance of not having them do something on election day or around election day that's going to result in just a debacle. All right, so 855-839-1210. Just put Wally on hold. Let me take this caller. Michael's in Philadelphia. Hello, Michael. Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Don.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Hey, Don, how you doing today, bro?
I'm doing fine, Michael.
Well, you don't sound like it. You sound a little, I don't know, worked up and upset. All you guys do today.
Oh, we do. How about you? How's your economy going, Michael? How's your personal income and all that going? It's going well,
I hope. It's funny you ask that, Don, because I was just going to mention our economy that, you know, you and I both live in a country that has the best economy on the planet. Do you know that, Don, or is that fake news made up by the fake media?
No, it's not a fake news. It's not the headline, though, Michael. Have you been? Do you do the food shopping for your family?
It's not the headline, Don.
Do you do the food shopping? You call,
Don.
Buddy. Shut up for a minute, or I'm going to hang up on you. How do you like that? Shut up.
You're going to get rude.
I'm not
just
getting
like
rude. It's my show. It's my show, Michael. Do you one more time? One more time. Do you do the shopping for your family?
I do the shopping for my family, Don.
And how do you like?
No. This is
excuse me. Wait a minute. I'll answer your question.
Can I ask you a question, Don?
Michael, we established one thing. So how do you like? How do you like?
My turn. Isn't that called a conversation back and forth, like a debate?
How do you like?
We
haven't gotten to any questions to debate.
Why can't I ask you something now, Don?
How do you like the prices in the supermarket?
I can afford the prices in a supermarket,
Don,
and I can explain why. But it is now my turn to ask you a question.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. Please explain. You can afford them.
Now, are you ready for my question?
No, not yet. Can you tell me why you can?
You were, Dom. I didn't think you were.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Mr. Dominate your show. Go ahead. I'm all ears.
No, you're not really. But can you tell us why you can afford it? And you must think other people are what, whiners complaining about that.
I didn't say other people. I said you people on your show, Dom. Do not put words in my mouth.
No, I'm asking you, Michael.
I can afford the prices.
Why?
Because
why can you afford your prices?
I can shop according to my means. Okay? I do not live over my head.
So,
now, are you
so
ready
wait,
for my
no, wait,
question?
Wait a minute.
Yet,
wait a minute. Wait, if you stop interrupting, well, I'll answer your question. So, what do you think of all the people, that's their gripe about Bidenomics, Harris, and the economy, who cannot do that? What do you say to them? They're living beyond their means.
The fact that you can't get our vote in 20 years, Dom. It's been 20 years, Dom, since you have won the popular vote. 20 years.
We don't care about the popular vote. I don't care about the popular vote. I don't care about the popular vote.
I
don't care about the popular vote.
But the problem with the past is, Dom, if you do not learn from your past, Dom, you are deemed to repeat your past, Dom.
And Michael, can you tell me, can you answer? No more. Last chance. You'll get your question. You've said that you can afford it. What about the people that are complaining? And that's a major reason why they want to go back to Trump. What do you think about that?
Dom, did Donald Trump lose the election in 2020?
I'm asking you, people complaining today about your vaunted economy, what do you say to them?
I say to them, I know a little more about what they're saying than you know what they're saying, Dom, because I am an independent and you haven't even looked in my direction to get my vote. You are preaching to your base.
You're not an independent anything.
What is 43 to 47% of America, Dom. And yes, that's how many racist people we do have in our country. And that ain't enough to get him back.
Those 43.
He didn't even look in my direction.
Okay, those 43% are racist. Finally, we got to the point we were trying to establish. I told Henry, he asked me, do I believe in God? Yes, I'm going to be praying a lot. You're not an independent. All right, 855-839. And can we stop it with all this independent stuff? Mostly people, not really independent. My God, independent what? If you can't make up your mind by now, the only reason we're playing along with this, we have to win. But people undecided by now, you're not holier than now. You're not better than us. You're just not paying attention. All right, Wally Zimalong.
Is that the Dominator? It's a good nickname.
Wally Zimalong is a great attorney. We were just talking about Luzerne County, and I asked him about how these counties are staffed across the area. That was a complaint from a listener the other day. Let's go back to attorney Wally Zimalong. So, Wally, what do we know from Luzerne County? Is there a worryment? We were told they put people in there that may or may not have ever been involved in elections. What's your knowledge of that?
Yeah, one of the things that was revealed in discovery was truly a shocking pattern in Luzerne County where they would hire election administration officials. These aren't just, I'm not talking about poll workers and people that work on election day. I'm talking about the chief of elections in the county, the deputy chief of elections right. in the county, the person that's supposed to run the nuts and bolts of the election, had no election administration experience whatsoever. They had worked in banks, they had worked in daycare, they had worked in totally unrelated industries. And to make matters worse, the county never even offered them any training on how to administer an election. And it showed when things went wrong in the county, they had no plans or capabilities to deal with it. So that was a really disturbing pattern, something that we were able to rectify with our settlement agreement.
Now, so across the state,
that's going to vary throughout the counties in Pennsylvania, level of experience that we have.
All right. Now, we're on to now moving forward, and we have the A team here. Linda Kearns in our area. Wally, you're all over the state. I feel very good. The Stephen Miller Group, et cetera. What is it between now and then that you think is a problem that you're looking at how to deal with something that might pop up? I mean, we were shocked. Zuckerbucks, for example, in 2020, I think we've handled that. But what keeps Wally Zimalong up at night? All right. I don't
know. What happens on election day? Are we going to have a problem like we saw in Luzerne in 2022? It was bad enough during the midterm elections. I think it would be an absolute disaster if it happened this time. And that's going to really be where the problems are. I think we're going to see problems and disputes arise on election day and thereafter regarding, you know, what ballots should be counted, when they should be counted, things like that. I don't think we're going to see as much in the form of problems keeping you up at night going into election day, because although there's some unresolved litigation over undated mailed ballots and things like that, and curing and things like that, people are we're pretty much aware of those problems and we're prepared to deal with them. I think it's the unknowns that could happen on election day and in the days thereafter as we're in the canvassing of these ballots, and especially if I think the race is close as everyone expects it to be.
Now, Wally, I have Al Schmidt coming on. We're going to treat him certainly civilly. Personally, he and I see each other. We can talk and all that, the head of elections. He arguably has the most important job in America because I believe Pennsylvania is going to decide. So the question is that I'm going to leave with talking with him on Friday. Why is he out there trying to set expectations? It's going to take 2 or 3 days to be able to count all these ballots. They have better equipment. They have to work around the clock with teams. They've spent more money. They have a better handle on all this. What are you hearing in your circles? Because if Pennsylvania decides, imagine we're sitting there on Friday into Saturday on pins and needles with this, and it goes the other way, you can imagine. You saw it happen in 2020. That's not going to be good. What are you hearing as far as when we'll have a result?
Yeah, I think the messaging by the secretary, and I know Al, and I don't have anything personal against him. I think he's a nice person. I think his messaging on that subject was completely wrong. Now, people need to understand is that it may take a while to count mailed and absentee ballots simply because inherent in the Pennsylvania Election Code is a restriction on when we can begin counting those.
Right.
And there's only so fast folks can move. So if they can start pre-canvassing and doing some pre-work on election day, I think it's 7 a.m., they can't really count those ballots until 8 o'clock at night. So given the prevalence of mailed and absentee voting in Pennsylvania and when those ballots can be started, it's impossible to get that counting done, I think, on Election Day. It's an inherent flaw that the General Assembly has to fix if we want to have election results known sooner like they do in Florida. It really depends on how many ballots are – how many mail-in ballots are cast. We know that mail-in ballot requests are down from 2020. And then it depends if the counties have done what they're supposed to do in this money that they receive from the state, which is hiring additional staff to get this process going and really to do it around the clock. That's what should be done. I think what the secretary should have said is, we understand that it's just physically it's probably not going to get done on election night, but we're going to do everything in our power to get these results done as quickly as possible, including having folks work 24 hours a day to count these votes so that we all have trust in the outcome of the election.
That's what I'm going to be asking. Wally, if you have any other questions, just send them to me. Congratulations on this. Glad that you're out there focused on this. This is where the action is going to be. Thank you, Wally, very much.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Take care.
All right. I'm going to go to Al here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Al, before we talk about Michael in the grocery store, I just wanted to be calmer and say I get worked up when I think of all the people I know and their lives diminished, having to worry about can they get this cut of meat or whatever. I don't want Americans to have to worry about that. Greatest nation in history. There's no reason a middle-class family, both people working or something like that, where they should be in this predicament. And it sets me off almost like no greater crime out there. It's criminal what they've done so that Biden could go down in the history books, and that's why I get so agitated.
Well, I guess Michael never leaves his bubble because he says he doesn't shop above his means, so him and his cat won't starve. I get that. Now, like, I have a family of four, so I finally, you know, looked at bills with my wife. I've never done that. So it's like $250 for, you know, would last us about a week, almost 2 weeks in groceries. $250 lasts us a week now. Now, where I work in North Philly, and I'm a police officer, I go into the local shopper and I speak to the people there. They are so upset about the prices, they can't afford nothing. So, you know, and they're not shopping above their means. They're just shopping everyday people. And they're the ones telling me they're voting for Trump because of this reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's an obvious thing. And take-home pay has not matched this. It hasn't come close. And all we get from Harris is telling us what the problem is, Al, and then saying something like price gouging, shrinkflation. No, they did it. We can trace it, why they did it. And now the bill is due, and hopefully we can dig out so the average American can have some breathing room.
No, I feel bad for people. Listen, I can afford it too, but my wife does the smart thing. She buys less, you know, non-name brand. She buys generic just because it's pretty much the same and she reads the labels. But I feel bad for people who can't afford it, people who don't have, you know, well-paying jobs or living paycheck to paycheck. I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
And this administration did it to them.
Al, thanks for what you do out there protecting us very much. I appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. That's Al in Philadelphia. It does get me worked up on this. There's no just restricting, making Americans go through this. Why? Why are Americans having to go through this, not just the grocery store, take any number of things? Why? What was the benefit of this? And they'll do more of this. And they will have you believe they didn't do it. Biden meeting with all those historians and these other goofballs saying, go big, Joe, go big. It's all the spending, floating all that money, even more than progressives and Democrats have done in the past. It results in where we are now. And that inflation is baked in. The restrictions on energy, the overregulation, they diminish the lives of Americans. And we should never accept that. I don't accept that. They should not have to sacrifice anything toward this. Toward what point? So that Democrats can give more money to Ukraine? Democrats can give more money and bring in more people that are here illegally? Democrats like Harris can talk about sending all this money to Lebanon? Why should the average American going to the grocery store not be able to buy something they reasonably could buy before without having to crunch every nickel? It's a pretty simple thing, isn't it? Yeah, and that's why I get worked up. It's a pretty obvious thing. And it's not going to change under Harris. Arguably, it could get a hair worse. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push pound 1210.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. You got the side question today. Michael Whatley, head of the RNC here with two big balls in the air. What's going on in North Carolina? And what VP Harris said, no difference in any policies. And she was there with the big policies with Joe Biden. They got to be working up ads. I'm surprised I haven't seen any by now. By tonight, you'll be seeing them on that. So we're running against Biden and Bidenomics. And you heard Michael. And this is a point what Americans are experiencing. What is the Democrat response? His seemed to be, well, maybe they're living beyond their means. Really? That's the average American having to pinch pennies here because of what? What reason? What is it that makes them have to go through that? We're not in World War. We're not fighting the Nazis, rationing or something. We're not in COVID now. We're not in any of that. Why? Well, I know the reason why, and I've been saying it right from the very beginning. And no, I don't want one American diminished because of the ego of these progressives. That's exactly why that's happening. And all the convoluted CNN stories of supply lines and everything else, give us a break. All right, let me go to Donna in Maryland checking in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Donna, good afternoon.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Donna.
I just got back from the grocery store, and I do all the shopping for my family. A carton of 30 eggs, we buy the larger because we have a family of five. It's cheaper that way. 3 years ago, it was $5, and now it's over $9.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And I just I don't buy red meat unless it's in the 50% off corner, which, you know, that's it just blows my mind. That, and I think the reason why is because they want us so desperate that we will just say, take care of me, and hand us over the reins to the government and be a socialist community. And I think that's what they're driving at.
Well, yeah. And again, Donna, why should people have to be making these decisions? What will that sacrifice? If it were World War II, I would say, how dare you? We have people in harm's way. We're fighting Nazism. We're not fighting anything like that. There was no emergency to make us be in this condition where you have to make those decisions every week. No way.
No, I will troll the meat aisle and wait to see something that is going to expire tomorrow so that I'll come back the next day and buy meat. That's how desperate people are. And we're middle class. We're upper middle class, and we are desperate, and our credit cards are maxed. And that's because we had to buy groceries on our credit cards.
I hear you, Donna. Thank you. Better days are coming. We get over this finish line. Yeah, it does enrage me. The whole thing enrages me. And if you don't listen to the show, you're new. What happened is Biden, after he's elected, meeting with these historians, you know, the Michael Breslows, the John Meacham, all these people you see I don't see it on the cut sheet here, Henry. Maybe I missed. Howard Stern yesterday with Harris, they were both gushing over Joe Scarborough. I love that guy, Stern said. How fraudulent is Howard Stern that he's gushing over a blowhard like Joe Scarborough? I can't think of anybody in the media, bigger blowhard pair than Mika and Joe Scarborough, with absolutely no knowledge of the average American. Gushing over them. This supermarket stuff, though, Trump's got to do a better job of drilling down to that. That's what it comes down to. You heard Donna. That was beautifully put. All right, let's go to Joe in Exton on the side question today. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. The influx in the U.S. of a multitude of nationalities brings with it an influx of a multitude of languages. The U.S. will never abandon English as the primary means of communication in throughout the nation.
I am in agreement, Joe, way back when. You know this, but for listeners, it was German or English way back when. And the decision, for a lot of reasons, was English. And even though it's under fire, I would agree with you. No way. Thank you, Joe. I was going to say,
Doc.
No way, Jose, to be funny at the end with a Joe here, given the prominence of Spanish. That's a good one. That's what we're looking for. Today is now, or tomorrow is National Metrics Day, Metric Day. America's never going to go for metrics. We're just not going to fool around with that stuff. There's no way that I see it. All right, Michael Whatley, the chairman of the RNC, is next. I have two big areas to talk with him about and get you updated on a couple of things. But first, let me remind you about Captain Chuckie's. It's a great time to call and visit your nearest Captain Chuckie's. Let them handle your meal planning. That fan favorite, the Smith Island Crab Cake. It's jumbo lump. And don't forget the Mega Colossal Crab Cake. Delicious. October, time to stock up. Check the variety of homemade soups. Big soup place, Captain Chuckie's. Also, the salads, the homemade sides, desserts, all of that, the appetizers, they're all there. They use only the highest quality ingredients. Her Gulf shrimp is a huge hit. It's always wild caught, never farm raised. My favorite, those delicious Dom rolls. So visit Captain Chuckie's today. There's a location near you. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com, WeLoveCrabCakes.com to find that nearest Captain Chuckie's. If you're headed to the shore, visit CaptainChuckiesAtTheShore.com. All right, big issues, big guests. Always good to talk with the RNC chairman, Michael Whatley, but particularly when we have what's going on in North Carolina and the ladies on The View stumping Kamala Harris yesterday. Let's go to the chairman. Chairman Whatley, welcome back. Good to talk with you.
It is great to be on with you, sir, and great to be 27 days out and have a lot of momentum right now on President Trump's campaign and all across the country.
Well, without a doubt, I know how efficient you are. I mean, I saw you. I was observing you for like a half hour in the spin room there. So I want to know, why are the Republicans not up already with the ad that's a killer coming from The View yesterday when Harris was asked, hey, well, what's different with you and Joe Biden? They weren't trying to trap her. They were giving her a softball. And she said, nothing. We're going to do the fundamentals, same policy. She said it again on Colbert. We're going to see that, I assume, in ads.
Well, I hate to disagree with you, but those ads are already up.
Oh,
and,
good.
We are out of the gate already.
Oh, excellent. I just haven't seen it here yet, so I apologize. That is so telling, is it not?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, and it really is remarkable that if you can't go out and handle a hard interview, you know, on, say, you know, Fox News or something like that, you take it down to a soft interview with your friends at 60 Minutes or your friends on The View, and you can't even accomplish that. How in the world are you going to be able to sit down across Xi Jinping or against Vladimir Putin and think that you're going to project any sort of strength that America really needs in order to keep the world safe?
Absolutely. But I think that turns the dynamic in any debate with any surrogate, any time, Chairman, that this is not a change election then. You're running on the same failed policies. Let's talk about the other thing, I think, developing. You are North Carolina through and through. What's going on in the ground there? And the media in full deflection mode to say that's disinformation.
Yeah, well, look, what we're seeing on the ground in North Carolina is two things. First off, we have seen thousands upon thousands of volunteers show up to help the families and help the people of Western North Carolina. We have just hundreds of airplanes and helicopters that are ferrying supplies in. They're making sure that they're getting on site and getting to people. Elon Musk has donated Starlink systems that are coming in by the truckload now and getting people hooked up and wired. It's going to be a long time before they get the water systems back up and running, before they get the electricity up and running. You know, I heard a story today about a Massachusetts company that is lending coats to people down there because it's going to start being in the 30s, you know, at night this week, and they don't have electricity in their homes. You know, so there is a lot of work that is coming in from the private sector. You know, we are finally starting to get reports of FEMA and even the National Guard on the ground 11 days, 12 days storm. So there's concern in terms of the pace of the official response. But Western North Carolinians, they're tough, and we're seeing those communities rally around each other. The other thing that's happening, just a lot of folks are, you know, kind of wondering what happens in terms of the election. The legislature is actually convening today and voting on a bill that is going to make it easier to vote. You know, in every instance, we have always said we want it to be easy to vote, hard to cheat. And they're going to be offering those counties some flexibility. If your precincts are washed out or if you don't have electricity, how can you conduct those polls? How can we get people who are no longer in their towns because they've got flooded out to be able to vote or to cast their absentee ballots? So the legislature is taking this very seriously, and we're going to see, you know, a bill that's going to move probably later today to make sure that all of the people of Western North Carolina are going to have the opportunity to vote.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you about that. That is good to hear. So anything top of mind here in Pennsylvania?
Well, look, what I would say is this. The Donald Trump rally in Butler on Saturday was truly one for the ages. I have been to probably 100 Trump rallies over the course of the last 9 years, and I've never seen anything like that. The crowd was just absolutely amazing. I think the service, you know, the tribute that they gave to Corey and the others who had been shot, really, truly remarkable. You know, we're very excited about having the president in eastern, you know, Pennsylvania. And, you know, just the fact that the polls are moving, we take a lot of excitement. There's really, I think, just a lot of momentum right now that we're seeing in Pennsylvania. And one statistic that came out we're very excited about is that for the first time ever yesterday, we actually had more absentee ballot requests for the Republican Party than the Democrat Party. I think that's the first time we've ever seen that.
Put that in context, please. Would you? What is that period of time? More absentee ballot or mail-in ballots for Republicans over Democrats?
Yeah, you know, and we track that every single day.
Okay.
To see, you know, where those absentee ballots are coming in, and they're coming in. You know, yesterday was the first day where we got Republicans than Democrats, and you know, the fact that Democrats always have a huge, and I mean a huge advantage coming out of the absentee ballot period. And so the fact that we have really, truly been pushing very aggressively. Donald Trump has been out there telling people it is great if you vote by mail. It's great if you vote early. It's great if you vote on Election Day. And that is really starting to take hold. So we're seeing momentum in Pennsylvania, and we're very excited about it.
Well, absolutely. And where do we go to continue that momentum? Point listeners toward it, Chairman, please.
Yeah, go to TrumpForce47.com and sign up. And if you want to know how to vote, where to vote, when to vote, go to SwampTheVote.com, and we will get all of that information to you. You are going to see the president in Pennsylvania a lot. You're going to see J.D. Vance in Pennsylvania a lot. You're going to see me and Laura Trump and other surrogates there. It is absolutely critical for us to be able to carry the state. We are going to do what we need to do to get out the vote and protect the ballot, but we can't do any of that without you and your listeners. So we're really grateful that you're out there working and for the conservative cause, and that your listeners are standing up to salute and support Donald Trump right now.
Thank you, Chairman, very much. Look forward to talking with you soon.
All right, take care, sir.
All right, the RNC Chairman Michael Whatley said something telling there near the end. So they're tracking it day by day that yesterday there were more mail-in ballots / absentee, whatever you want to call them, Republicans than Democrats. All right, so look, they're still going to lead in mail-in ballots in the end. By the time we get there, who knows by how much, but people like Guy Shiraki have done the math. If we're in this level, it's over for them. That's all it has to be, relatively close. All right? So send me your questions, though. I mean, big issues, big guests. That's what we try to do. I'm thrilled to bring you the guy who runs the election infrastructure, the Secretary of State, Al Schmidt. He'll be here at 1 o'clock on Friday. I've already worked up 25 questions. I won't get to all of them. And I have others, experts, you know. And it's not trapping. It's just to get you the information. The number one thing is, why is he putting up the expectation, it seems to me, that this is going to take forever? It shouldn't take forever. I understand 24 hours, given the intensity of this. It might be that for the final vote in Pennsylvania. But just imagine we're sitting there, and I've said it. You know, look, I don't have to put on a false face at all in this. My calculation, I see Trump winning Georgia. I see Trump winning Arizona. I see Harris, Michigan. I think in the end, Wisconsin, possibly Nevada. I think Trump takes North Carolina. You put all that math together, what does it come down to? The way I think it shakes out, it comes down to Pennsylvania. It's always going to be that. That's the way I've seen it from 2 years, right from the very beginning. It's going to be Pennsylvania. And we really dodged something. Check my column out at the Delaware Valley Journal yesterday, in which I say, thank God for the bias in their party. They didn't pick Josh Shapiro. Not that I think Josh Shapiro would have just magically given them Pennsylvania. But you compare Shapiro and the walls we saw in that debate. And think about it. There's an edge there. I mean, if you're going to win, you got to fairly analyze the opponent. Walls is a buffoon. Josh Shapiro is not in this stuff. To beat him, you got to bring your A game. He would have given them a lot more in Pennsylvania. They didn't do it. Good. That's the key right there. I could see it coming down to that. Wouldn't that be rich? The bias of this party toward Jewish Americans, toward Israel, cost them the election right here in Pennsylvania. That's my prediction at the end of the column, most likely where this is going to go. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210 and we'll get you in. More of your calls coming up. Don't forget the side question today. I see some great ones. What is it that America will never move toward? The metric system, for years they bashed us. I don't even know if they, every time I watch a golf tournament in England and they start talking about how many meters it is and all that, it's like, oh, really? Just put it up there. Put the yardage up there. Stop it already. We're not going to do it.
It's why we need to win the Ryder Cup more.
That's right. That's right. So that, we should, by law, we're not going to play you anymore if anything is counted in meters. All right, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, though, lines available. Just push #1210. Good report from Whatley. You heard that at the end. Just that day yesterday. I mean, if I can ask Sean Parnell each day, I think I'll text him, put in a request. Could you tell us that day, what was the mail-in total? Did we win or lose that day? How close? Something like that. That'll maybe get you on board to tell people about it, that this is doable. Just relatively close. They can't win. On election day, it's going to be unbelievable, the turnout. But we got to be in this game, too, so we don't go into election day wondering about this. All right, 855-839-1210. Hey, I've told you for years about my friend, dentist, and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Benz. And I've tried to tell you my own experiences, just how good this dentistry is. It starts with Dr. Ben sitting with you and making a plan. It starts with, if you're nervous, anxiety about the dentist, even a little bit. This is definitively, over the years, we've proven that the place to go. The staff are wonderful, and the infrastructure. That 3D printer that makes your teeth, John, I know really well, the artisan who helps with the man and machine together, and Dr. Benz. Other people, dentists, routinely said they're difficult cases to Dr. Benz. I've read you testimonials. I've told you my own story, point by point. This is the place for great dental care. So all you have to do is make that initial appointment. You check him out, he checks you out, and then you formulate a plan together. It's the Benz Dental Group. Find them at BenzDentalGroup.com, B-E-N-T-Z, or just call. Make that appointment right now. Tell them Dom was talking about him again, 610-272-6949. The Benz Dental Group, 610-272-6949.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
B-R-C-Cushy-Jaw.
Beer. Dom, it's like a day after day. Dan here, producer Dan, taking over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. Another day, another hero fallen for my nostalgia, it seems. Howard Stern doing that horrible interview, and now Bill Nye taking to MSNBC, Dom, to play hurricane expert, and
yes,
telling people that the only way we could stop these hurricanes, let's go vote for Kamala. Take a listen.
The other side, as we often call it, has no plans to address climate change. No plans for long-term dealing with these sorts of problems. If you have young voters out there, encourage them to vote. People say, what can I do about climate change? If we were talking about it, associating it with big storms like this, that would be really good. But the main thing is vote. Thank you.
And Bill, very quickly, how much of an impact do you see climate change playing in all of these explanations that you've given us?
How much
do you see climate change as being a part of that?
Is this guy from Romper Room or what?
He's right. It's like one of the kids on his show. Like,
yeah.
Hey, Bill! Bill, follow up!
Oh, it's no question, everybody. Look, there's no, in climate science, everybody has been studying this for years. Everybody has been commenting. Scientific papers have been written about how warm
the ocean is
around the Florida Peninsula. And it's this warm, warm water that is driving these storms and enabling it to have to intensify so quickly.
Remember when he started that Netflix show and he tried acting like he was apolitical?
Joe Biden just asked, channeling Hank Johnson, he asked the FEMA people on this conference call, how wide is Florida?
No, he did.
Yeah, he did. You pull it up, Henry. It's on gravy. And he wants to know how wide Florida is for some reason. This is what he's doing there in Washington. Can you tell us, Hank Johnson, is it going to capsize?
You should probably talk to Bill Nye, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the hurricane force winds, the flooding rainfall threat, the tornadoes, and trying to reemphasize the scale and breadth of the threat, which is somewhat unusual for Milton.
Thank you, and thanks for your good work. It's
Mike,
good
one more
again.
Question.
Yes, sir.
For people listening, what is the width of the state of Florida from the Tampa Bay area across to Sebastian and later in that area,
my fear
Palm Beach?
Is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
What kind of distance are we talking about?
Did the guy answer?
Across the state of Florida, you're probably talking about, 150, 200 miles. That's an estimate. But the storm's going to be moving at 15 miles per hour. So it's...
Sounds like a math problem starting here.
Get that Admiral.
It's like two trains traveling in the opposite direction.
I will get on that, sir, and get that back.
15 miles per hour, so it's going to be moving across that area very quickly. And the tropical storm force winds, the 30, 40 mile per hour winds or greater, now extend almost out more than 200 miles from the center.
Why are we
storm approaches the coastline, so that's going to cause those wind impacts to affect much of the...
Here's a word problem, buddy. We have 23 million federal employees. How many for FEMA? How many are going to be on the ground there? Ron DeSantis, Dan, has already said, no, the state's going to handle this first. FEMA, you'll take orders from us.
Step aside, FEMA.
Yeah, step aside.
So, Dom, tonight, big game. We're going to be hitting a game four, down one to two in the series.
That's right, yes.
We head up.
After losing 2-7 last night.
Head up again to Citi Field, and Henry's going to give us the starting pitcher, starting lineups, and a quick prediction. Henry, go ahead.
Yeah. So, for the Phillies tonight, it's going to be Mr. Ranger himself, Ranger Suarez, take the mound against the Mets' Jose Quintana, who is 10-10 on the season with a 3.75 ERA. The lineup for the Phillies tonight will go as follows. Kyle Schwarber, who has the best career numbers on the team against Jose Quintana at a 2.92 average.
Hey, Dom, have you switched now? Is Schwarber a good leadoff hitter, bad leadoff hitter? Where do you stand?
He's still a bad leadoff. I still reject the whole thing. I mean, the guy, though, I get the one thing leading off the game and what to do with him. Yeah, I have to concede that.
Man, I got to push back. I mean, he gives us a lead in 10% of the games.
Yeah, but you got a guy who can't run the bases. And if he tries to run, he injures himself.
And I just want to skip to the big news of the lineup. You have someone sitting in today, a big name who's going to be subbed in. Who's that, Henry?
Yeah, batting eighth is playing left field is none other than Weston Wilson.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All-time great baseball name. It's like Mickey Mantle, but I don't know too much else.
Yeah, so Rob's throwing the kitchen sink to try and get Quintana off his game.
Quick predictions. Go around. Henry?
I mean, I think this might be a blowout tonight for the Phillies. I'm going to say like 8-0.
Wow.
Or 0-8 if you're a Mets fan.
The Phillies 8-0?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big response.
I take the Mets in this. Ranger Suarez, I don't think, has rehabbed anything. That's a problem.
It's going to come down to Ranger's changeup. I mean, that has been the missing piece for the back half of the season. If he can get his changeup going.
Does he look rehabbed, though, that he can even go 5 or 6 innings?
I mean, that's all we're going to need him to do. Go 5 or 6, let the bullpen take over.
Well, that's the problem.
Alvarado,
what the hell is going on with the bullpen?
Oh, man, Alvarado.
Oh, well, that's on top of for keeping him in one batter too long. I mean, you got to.
Three batters, Henry.
Yeah. You got to know when to pull the plug, especially in the playoffs.
So, according to Henry, we will have a return to Philadelphia on Friday. According to Dom, we will not. Sad, sad story. I think we will be seeing a game here in Philadelphia, game 5, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it'll be a close one. Let's say 6-4 tonight.
Okay, or 4-6. All right, big 2 o'clock hour.
Well, we're winning, you know?
Yeah, we'll have. Dom's Money Melody coming up at about 2:13, and we got an update, and we have, you may not have heard it, the stylings of Jim Kenney out of retirement. Yes, Jim Kenney, to get Kamala Harris over the finish line. And Dan, Henry's trying to get Jim Kenney on. I have to talk to Greg Stock. I'm serious about this. You get Jim Kenney on, particularly in studio. I think Henry gets a week off if he chooses.
Hey, wait.
At least
paid?
That. Paid, yes.
Yeah,
of right, course.
Good.
Okay, if I can get Kenny first, do I get the same week off?
Exactly. DJ doesn't want any time off. He would just want money. So, yeah, if DJ can get him in, I give him $500 for that. Easily. Maybe $1,000. All right, 855. Just imagine the listeners. Just imagine the callers you'd be getting. Jim Kenney in here. How long before it just erupts? 30 seconds?
Yeah. I wouldn't even say 30 seconds.
I would say we go to Wegmans. We're both drinking wine to calm things down as we do the interview.
What if he demands white wine?
No, it's off. That's a term. That's a condition. It's off. I would even do it down on 2nd Street, 2 Street, if he wants.
Home turf, look at that.
Yeah, get Kamala Harris over the finish line, Jim. Take me out. Heavyweight fight here. 855-839-1210. Get in.
For people listening, what is the width of the state of Florida?
That's how you get to be president, kids. Mr. Science, Joe Biden, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.